This is the Daily Ghost Podcast.
Going on. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Daily Ghost Podcast. As always, I am your host, Patrick Michael. And you know, we got another creepy tale for you. We got some more creepy pasta entertainment here. And sorry, I forgot to put on the wind thing here. But hey, you know, we're keeping it real. We're keeping it authentic over here. You're going to hear the, well, maybe not always. You won't always hear the messed up parts. But I will give them to you in moments like this. Nonetheless, we might as well make mention of this because we are a podcast. People do listen to the show. You listen to what I say, and at least for the first 2 minutes of the show. And I just want to say, please stay safe out there, guys. Be smart. Do what you got to do. But always, you know, have the best thoughts in mind, I guess you'd say, to the best of your ability. I'm not telling anybody to do anything one way or the other, but hey, stay safe. But either way, we're here, and we're still doing the quarantine thing to the best of my knowledge. I do know that it is opening up a little bit more over here where I am at. Is that a good thing? I don't know. Will I take advantage? Hard to say. But we're here anyways. Let's get into this. Turn the lights down. And let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast right now. Today's creepy tale comes from the author, J.S. Gray. The story is called The Dress Made of Blood, Chapter 1. It has 299 views. It's rated 4.46 by 13 users with 4 comments. It's a relatively new story, as most of these tend to be. So let's get into this. The Dress Made of Blood, Chapter 1. By J.S. Gray. I think you still need to look for a dress at that boutique I was telling you about. My friend Naomi nagged me for the 100th time. She had been my friend for about 7 years. She was sweet, but very pushy. We're 17, our prom's actually coming up. I wasn't that excited about it, but Naomi was really excited, so I decided to go. Naomi had always looked out for me. I looked at my phone and realized it was already 4 p.m. Naomi, we need to pick out a dress so I can hurry up and get back home. Just pick one out and hurry, I said, snipping a bit. Fine, fine, Naomi said. She dragged me into a fancy-looking store. Oh, great, a store of dresses that I can't afford, I whispered in Naomi's ear sarcastically. May I help you? A friendly cashier asked me, smiling. I want my friend to get a dress, Naomi said, really excited. We just got in new dresses over there, and they're very antique, the cashier said, pointing to a different part of the store. Okay, thank you, Naomi said before I could even respond. Naomi dragged me over there and started putting on, at the least, about 18 dresses. Try these on, Naomi ordered, shoving me into a dressing room. I tried them on, none of them really catching my eye. Some of them were too big while others were too tight. Then some of them just didn't look good. The very last dress that I didn't remember Naomi handing me caught my attention immediately. I tried it on, and it made me gasp. It was a blood red dress with sequins on it. They sparkled each time I moved. I was excited. I pulled back the curtain of the dressing room to show Naomi. Naomi? I asked, confused. I didn't see my friend anywhere. I also didn't see the cashier. I looked around everywhere. Naomi? I called out again. The store was empty. There's no other customers, and I didn't see any workers. Where did everyone go? I thought, confused. I decided that I was going to change back to my normal clothes, find Naomi, then come back for the dress. But when I turned around, my original clothes were gone. So was the other dresses I tried on. I told myself not to panic. I started making my way towards the door, telling myself that it isn't wrong if I come back and pay for the dresses. I opened the door and my blood ran cold. It had been a perfectly sunny day and the temperature was at about 80 degrees, but now it was snowing, heavily. It was about 30 degrees. I can see my breath, I thought, shivering. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I saw Naomi standing across the street, her back turned to mine. Naomi! I yelled, happy that I found her. Naomi slowly turned around, and I almost screamed when I saw her face. Her eyeballs were hanging out of her sockets, her hair was matted down with sweat, and her clothes were all torn up. Hello, Naomi said, hearing me heavily breathing. I started backing up and fell into the dress shop. I looked back at Naomi and saw her head slowly going back. She slowly turned around and bent backwards, where I could see her facing me. I could hear her spine cracking as she went on all fours. Her back was in a sickly U-shape. She started coming toward me fast. I screamed and slammed the door of the shop. I heard Naomi's body slam against the door over and over again.
Let me in. I am hungry.
Naomi said, her voice slightly distorted. I quickly threw everything in my grasp against the door in an attempt to barricade it.
Go away!
I yelled at Naomi. I looked around to see if there was anything else in the store. I have to find a weapon, I thought, still facing the door. When I turned around, I saw the dress shop. Wasn't even a dress shop anymore.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
I yelled. It had turned into a rusty old building, hooks hanging from the ceiling, and the smell of death lingering in the air. I got up, still hearing Naomi's body slam against the door.
I have to find a weapon,
I thought. Looking at the hooks, I jumped up and tried to grab hooks, which didn't work.
I'm too short, darn it,
I thought angrily. I heard Naomi's body slam against the door once more. I heard the door crack a bit.
God knows what she'd do to me,
I thought, scared of the one friend that I used to share my bed with. I walked away from the hooks, looking around.
To be continued.
This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe. And follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.